Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your sworn enemies. Everybody. This is a show that everybody needs to get behind because this is about a general problem that is going on, not in this country just, but everywhere. A serious epidemic. You listen to Kakuna from the microphone here, and this is DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only accept no substitutions. Now, this show was brought to you by Organic OK, the philanthropist who's going around doing all this, who's trying to help personally the community and all this. Listen, don't just listen, talk. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, to make a long story a little shorter, as you should know by now, I'm from McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville. Horses have the right of way. It's a town where there was everything to do there, and I did everything there, except really achieve, really prosper, really go towards something. Why? I don't know. I think I just always saw myself as like an average guy, a guy I wanted to sit back and stop and smell the roses. I didn't really compete and hustle really during my life, even though that would be more interesting if I had. You should understand, I just got by. I was living there. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. We got a beach there. It snows there. I mean, I surfed. It snows. I skied. I sledded. I snowboard. I did all this. And then one day I remember, well, see, I was still living with my parents in my bedroom. I had my own blog talk radio show. Now, I don't think anybody was listening. I wonder, how do people listen to internet blog radio anyway? How does that work? I don't know. Anywho, I tried to get my friends to listen, but they always said they were too busy and they didn't understand this work. Anywho, I was in my home, reaching a ripe adult age. My parents warned me about going to college or getting a job or my own place and whatever. I wanted to get a place in the home that basically I grew up in. I wanted to get a home in McKinleyville. But the thing is, well, here's the problem. McKinleyville, it's so damn grand. It's got so much going on that, honestly, there weren't a lot of vacancies. There weren't jobs available, and there weren't homes available. People came here and they wanted to stay. They wanted to die here. McKinleyville had it all. Also, by going to college, my family didn't have the money for that. Anywho, I remember at one point I was just sitting there, whatever. My parents said, "You got to get out of the house." It's not that my parents wanted time to themselves, actually, because they grew disgusted by each other's company. They mostly basically kept me around so they wouldn't have to talk to each other, but they realized they didn't want to talk to me either. I wasn't happy there either, but what else am I going to do? So I finally left, agreement with each other still as I was leaving the house. Dang. And as I was walking through the woods, passing by the forest where we have a creek and a trail and whatever, I'd walk, I'd hiked on that thing, I'd ridden on freaking horseback, I did it all. My friends, I did it all. And the truth is, well, I don't know. I just basically happened to come across, get this, I happened to come across a collection of, how do I put this, people who were basically traveling, going all around or whatever, camping in our woods. It was basically somebody who went by the name Organic OK. He had a whole merry band with him. And I basically, they were sitting around barbecuing, you know, cooking over a campfire. And I went over there just to talk to them. Were they vagrants? Dang, I didn't know we had that sort of problem here in McKinleyville, California. But anywho, I went over there, and I told them my story, how I just got thrown out of my place. And then it hadn't sunk in. I thought maybe I might work things out, go back with my family. Like, am I really on the street? I'm starting to panic. I'm starting to really feel like, oh, God, I'm really here. I imagine it's like that for everybody at first. Everyone, when they first get thrown on the street, they think it doesn't seem real until it finally sinks in. Dang. Then I wasn't prepared for what he said next. Dude, why don't you come with us? Go around. We'll help pick up, clean up the community. We pick up garbage and whatever. We try to help the homeless, get them off the street. We're trying to. That's what we're all about. I was taken aback. Don't get me wrong, I was grateful. How can I not be? But it really was kind of a shock. For a moment, I was hesitant. Do these people really want what's best for you? Can you trust them? Because, see, this is the thing here, people. This is the thing. There are people who come to you when you're at your worst, and they act like they're giving you the best one, but they could be setting you up. I don't know. This seems too good to be true. I mean, what does this guy want from me? I said, so the street. I'm going to help you guys pick up garbage, help get homeless people off the streets and all that. Yeah. All right, I'm in. Good, good. Now kneel down, kneel down. He touched me on the shoulder with two fingers. RW DJ Butterfly Feces. I was taken aback by all that. Butterfly Feces? What? I mean, I explained to him that I was on Blog Talk Radio, but I wasn't a DJ. He's like, no, dude, that's your handle. DJ Butterfly Feces. What? What is, okay. Now, you know how basically everyone knows how the caterpillar spins a cocoon, a little workshop that it toils in there until it emerges as a beautiful butterfly, flaps its way to majesty, freedom, and greatness? Well, the little bit of droppings it leaves behind, people think that's just bug crap. It don't matter nothing. But truth is, that's a fertilizer. It makes stuff grow. You're going to help make stuff grow. You're going to be that fertilizer. I said, it sounds great, but could I please get a different name? I mean, a name with poop in it. I mean, come on. Book, crap, no one's going to say. Dude, you're DJ Butterfly Feces, okay? You don't see it. I know. It's my way or the highway. What's going to be? All right, fine. I'm Butterfly Feces. Never really was a big fan of the name, but was I in a position to argue right now? Anywho, later that day, actually that morning, we took off. We went all around. I got thrown out right basically before New Year's Eve. And we spent our New Year's Eve celebrating in Vicenza, Italy. That's right. He flew me all the way over there. All the way to Vicenza. Dang. Went all over. We spent a lot of time in L.A. But now, lately, if you followed our last show, if you were listening, if you've missed it, you should have been here, though. We're in New York. We're in New York. New York, New York. That's right, the city. If you live in New York, there's a reason they call New York the city. It's not just redundant if you live in New York. New York was the city. It was a big city. There was all this action going on there. We're so alive, 8 million people, and too many of those people are on the streets. What to do? Well, we start, of course, by picking up trash. We picked up garbage. And I got to tell you something, man. In New York, do they teach them how to litter? There was more there than there was anywhere else, man. It wasn't just, I mean, it's a big city. It's not just a big city. It was a filthy city. I mean, the garbage was everywhere. Everywhere. It was exhausting having to pick all that up. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, and I've been to other cities where we picked up, but God, not like this. This was insane. I went to, yeah, I thought, and, of course, because New York City is the biggest city, they got the biggest homeless problem there is. Now, of course, as Organic told me, the bigger the city, the more they're going to have homeless programs or whatever. But they weren't even helping half of them. the shelters and the housing pods, yeah, they had those there once again, were all overflowing. And so were the streets. At least unlike L.A., they let you sleep in your car. They let you, they didn't criminalize that, but dang it, this was insane. You know, you often hear people talk about how New Yorkers are rude. It's true. You got to realize the more people, the less they're going to take the value of human life. That's why people in small towns are always so nice. They're just always nice. The reason for that is because they're all one big family. Here, this is a war zone. I picked up garbage till my fingers were practically bleeding. So I couldn't pick up any more because the funny thing is I know they're going to put more back up. Yeah, that's true of any place, but New York, dang it. I went to Organic and I said, Organic, tell me right now, how are we going to help these people? We can try building more housing pods. We can make sure more businesses are homes for people, but how are they going to basically be able to afford to live in them? How do we get these people off the streets and whatnot? Same way we did everywhere else, dude. It's going to be hard. It's going to be an ordeal. It's going to be a something or other. It's going to be insane, but we got to do it. We got to do it now. Dang. I got tired of picking up garbage for the day, whatever, and I encouraged some of the other vagrants to meet me on the court. One of them had a basketball. No, we played basketball for a while. I tried encouraging more vagrants to come, but they all said a lot of the same thing. The more they work out, the more they're going to need food. And there's none of that. Food and shelter are luxuries now. This is a problem. A real problem. I stood there thinking about what to do. Dang. Truth was, I was frustrated because I felt like maybe in a way, look at all the money that basically New York City has. I mean, you see they have a park like Central Park. They've got this, you should see Times Square. They always make it the capital of the world. It's constantly updated. Everything is kept young and fresh and alive out here. Everything is, everything's fresh. Dang, I thought they could basically afford to basically take in a few more homeless people. We picked up a great deal of garbage and we asked people to basically recycle, compost a little bit. So we started to do that a little bit more now. Something's done about the garbage around here, dude. There's a garbage crisis. People being thrown out like that garbage, like, dang. I'll tell you one thing. I sat down and I talked to some people on the street. They told me that how basically their ancestors first came to New York at the very final moments of the 19th century to escape oppression. To escape oppression. And here they were, wasting away. Dang. I thought, we've got to basically make it so everybody around here is doing something. Everybody should be employed. New York should be a place where everybody... Look around. Two people are separated. Why? New York is known for being rude. It's got to be a friendlier side. You've got to do something. All these people here, they should be working together towards fighting this crisis. But instead, everyone's just shrugging their shoulders and walking away and letting everybody else wither and die. I wondered basically how I could help. I listened to a few of their stories. Some of them told me, basically, some of them were war soldiers who basically... Their country didn't come through for them like they did for their country. So 8:45 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Now, tell me something. You don't now get involved. Tell me what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And the show is brought to you by Organic OK. Guys going out there doing a lot of this still and whatever. Check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's traveled the world, too, and seen everything there is to do. I got to tell you something. I was frustrated. I was like, how are we going to help New York? I know Organic was talking about, I mean, we picked up the garbage. I guess we did help, but how are we really helping a city this big? I picked up garbage until my hands hurt. Because it's worse even than L.A., because they throw all their garbage every which way they can. It's like they want to do something that's going to make them miserable and more cynical. They don't want to basically get soft, lose that New York edge. But dang it. What to do? I said, okay, maybe we can try to convince them into basically taking in more of these people. The truth is, honestly, I personally ran over to where they were basically had housing pods for the homeless in New York. And I said, I want to help them make more. I want to do something. We want to contribute into getting a lot of these people off the streets. Some of them said to me, why? They really are evil in New York. Try to explain it to them. They said, no. Why are you trying to help? Why are you trying? Are you trying to help yourself? Are you a vagrant? You on the street? I said, no, actually, I'm traveling with this other guy. He's paying for everything. We're going around picking up garbage and cleaning and helping the homeless community. I live with them. They just looked at me like, oh, good for you. But if you want, well, some kind of, I don't know how to tell you this, but this is a problem. This is an epidemic. There's just so many people, can't really save them all. So that was, I want to expand the means to help these people. He said, all right, give us some money. That shut me up. You know I ain't got no damn money. You know that. No, then go. But couldn't we build like a few more pods for people, expand the program, expand a little bit? We're doing that all the time. Every single day we expand as far as we can do. We do that. I was frustrated. New York somehow, in a way, had become the most depressing place I had ever. I wanted to go around and see the city, you know, take it in a little bit, partake in it. But, of course, I wasn't here to enjoy myself. I'm here to basically help all these people, to help the city. I literally went to, Organic, and I told them what I was going. I said, dude, you got to expect that. The guy who helps out other people isn't always appreciated. What, do you want them to clap for us? I want them to help and help other people. Yeah, well, the thing is, they're already doing stuff like that. We have to expand them further. We got to do it without giving them money. So, yeah, this is the part that makes it work, okay? Picking up garbage is the easy part. Trying to take these people in is not. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was truly angry. What to do? Truth is, kind of basically sort of exhausted. Truth is, I'm sorry, I'm being sarcastic. I don't know what else to say. I tried fighting and fighting and fighting and really trying to get them to take all these homeless people in. I got basically more homeless people. I thought, okay, maybe we could basically buy them a season pass on the bus or the train. They can sleep there. There's a possibility. We need to basically make it so less people being thrown out in the streets or whatever. Duh, I know that. I know what to do. You think you tell me something I don't already know? We got to do it, not just say it. That's the thing with me. Talk so much about what is. I don't do enough. Dang. What to do? Truth is, there's a lot to be done. I heard that basically, I basically tried to go over there and just encourage them. We bought some cans of soup and gave them to the soup kitchen to expand the menu a little more. We brought homeless people and really pushed to get them sheltered into those eco pods. Want to make sure more people built them. We actually basically helped them build. We said, we'll help you build more eco pods. We'll help you build more. He's like, hands are nice, but labor's nice, but you know, if you really want to help, give us the money to build them, they told me. I talked to homeless people. I just asked what their story was. Someone very rudely tell me, what does it matter? They've been stuck here for some time. And it's murder. I wondered if basically maybe we could take some of them with us, you know. A few people basically said no, they didn't want to leave New York. A few of them said, where would I go? I thought maybe, I tried talking, can we invite some of them to join us on our expedition? It's like, all right, man, maybe one or two at the most, two at the most. But then, can't just keep going to every single town and I got to take care of somebody for the entire, you know, rest of our expedition. You get that? Yeah, I said, dang. We basically raised enough attention. I got some of the homeless people to go down there and demand some slightly better benefits, you know. More soup at the soup kitchen, more soup at the soup kitchen, more housing pods, more plans, more help to get homeless people off the street. I'll tell you this much. I think some of it actually worked. Still, there were problems. There was no easy answer here. And then somebody else told me, well, I said there's no easy answer. And even they said to me, dude, there's an easy answer. It's easy, but nobody wants to do it. We need to basically find a way to make sure that nobody has to live on the street ever again. They don't want to. Some people do want to. Some people want to take the expedition journey, but most people do not want to be outdoors, dirty, poor, homeless. Most of them do not. Everybody's got to get together and do something about it. But who has the means making sure that nobody is on the street? Nobody is poor and starving. People don't want to... The forces that be don't want to get together and do something about it. That's where this whole every man for himself thing kind of came from. This sort of mentality is what's causing all this homelessness. It's destroying everything. And the truth is, it's just going to get worse. It's messed up, but what are you going to do? I remember those big tents that they have in Seattle. I saw in Seattle those big, huge tents that are like stadiums where they put bunk beds, dozens of homeless people. I started basically pushing basically for that to become a thing in New York. I wanted basically everybody, I wanted to try to get all the homeless people together, all together, us to be unified. Surely we could all help each other. Surely we could all do something. But we'll be able to share resources. Would that work, whatever? Dang, it was a real problem. a real problem. I came across one woman who basically was anxious to leave New York because they say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But the truth is, she wasn't even getting by. She wanted to leave. I said, organic, let's take her. All right, fine, I'll take her. But you need to basically figure out how to help people here. I did. I got a few more homeless people to shelter together, to share tents and whatnot, to get by. I helped get some homeless people off the streets and whatnot. Sure, I did all this. It was easy. No, it was not. But we did it. We helped a lot, but there were a lot of people in New York left unhelped. I told this to Organic. And just told me, dude, that's life. We try to help everybody, but we're not going to save everybody. We're just going to help a collection of people like they are. But I think we made it better. You know, just once I want some proof that we made it better. You know what I mean? I just wanted something like a big banner that says, good job. Something that basically tells us that we made a difference. I always kind of wondered if everything was going to fall apart the moment we left. I don't know. The truth is, I felt like this was a lost cause. I mean, look at all the homeless problems everywhere. Apparently, I know America recovered once before from a Great Depression, but I was wondering if it was going to do it again. Would it? I just didn't know. Things were basically destitute. Look around. But I knew we made a difference. We got a few homeless people into some programs, picked up a lot of garbage. And I heard the problems of some homeless people. I heard. Sometimes you can just listen to them. I know everyone that looks at homelessness as something maybe you can catch. You get too close, it's going to be all contagious and whatnot. But it ain't like that. Before they ask you for spare change, and they all did. God, everywhere I went, the first thing they said was spare change. I said, Organic, where are we going to next? Dude, don't ask me to blow a surprise. You don't need to know where we're going. All you need to know is what you need to do when we get there. You're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. I want to thank you all for listening to this at some point. You can get all our shows off the internet on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you all. Please do something about the homeless epidemic. Feed the homeless. Help the homeless. Do something. Get on by. I want to thank you all for tuning in. At some point, thank you. This is Cocooning from the Microphone. This is DJ Butterfly Feces. Do something for your homeless. They're our homeless. Probably only do something. Thank you. And good night.